your name, Nicole?
Hello.
Hello. Good evening. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. My name is Grace, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything.
I did that last night. I mean, early. That was last night.
Yes, but it seems that you haven't finished it.
I know, I didn't finish. That's right. So you're the same person as who I was talking to?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay, thank you. We were left in the question that I would like to read you some statements about different issues in America. And for each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the statements. The first one was gay marriage should be a legally protected right in this country.
But I did those questions, and I didn't have but a few more questions to go. Remember? If we have to start all over, then you have to call me back.
We're not starting over. We're almost halfway.
Okay.
So just tell me if you agree or disagree with the statement. The first one was gay marriage should be a legally protected right in this country.
Well, yeah, a person has the right to marry whatever they want to marry. I'm just okay.
So is that a somewhat?
You just said.
Somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
No, I agree. They can do that if they want to. Yeah, I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. America is on the path to another civil war.
No.
Then do you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Disagree. Strongly. Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. The government should do more to lessen racial inequality in society.
Yes, they should.
Strongly agree or somewhat?
Strongly agree.
Your heritage, traditions, and cultural identity is under attack in America.
I strongly agree.
Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
Well, somewhat agree.
Thank you. Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society.
A very big problem.
So would you say you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
I strongly agree on that.
Thank you. American democracy is under major threat now.
Is it?
We would love to hear your opinion. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you two statements some people have made. Please tell me which statement you agree with more. The first one is Statement A. Statement A says, parents should have a direct say on education their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own beliefs to limit the books our school libraries can carry. Or Statement B. Statement B is the following. Our schools must teach multiple points of view, and banning books both limits children access to new ideas and marginalizes people whose history is often ignored in our schools, such as Black and LGBTQ+. Which one of these statements do you agree with more?
I strongly agree.
With which statement, A or B?
B was going with black children?
Yes.
That was it.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are important for our democracy to survive. Please rate each used in a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you think it's extremely important, a 5 means that you think it is somewhat important, and 0 means that you do not think it is important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is free and fair elections.
Um,
10.
A strong military?
Yes.
On the scale of 0 to 10?
10.
Religious freedom?
10.
Traditional family values?
10.
Quality K-12 education?
10.
Secure borders?
Especially what?
Secure borders?
5.
A fair and equitable court system?
10.
Affordable health care?
10.
Thank you very much. Now, and we're about to be finished, just a few more questions to go, but I'm going to read you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first statement is, every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future, but sadly, this is not the case for many lower-income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind. And the next one is, America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While your own rights may not be at risk yet, this is a slippery slope, and if we don't stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom, less power to change things than our parents.
I agree on that. 10.
Thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change, so please let me, I would like to ask you once again to rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's elections on November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
Five.
Thank you. And we're going to switch gears for the last time. The last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
The last year?
The last year of schooling that you have completed.
Tell me to read.
What was that? I'm sorry, you cut off.
Yes, 73.
Oh, well, let me read you the categories, and please stop me when you hear the category. Was it 1 to 11th grade, high school graduate?
It was 1 to 12.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, or divorced or widowed?
All them.
But right now?
I'm single.
Okay, thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Come on now. I'm 68 years old. No. Okay,
thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I'm conservative. I'm liberal, too, though.
So how should I record that? As very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Yeah. No, I'm good. Yeah, that'll work. That'll work.
Which one?
Conservative.
Very conservative. Okay, thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Once or twice a year.
Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
Say it again, urban, suburban, or what?
Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. And finally, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
What does that stand for?
Lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans, and queer plus community.
Well, I'm not gay. I'm straight.
So do you identify yourself as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Thank you. And with that, this concludes our survey. So thank you very much for your participation and your patience, sir. We will make sure to remove your number because, well, you have already completed it. So.
Okay.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It was very amusing. All right.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Have a blessed day.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You too.